好，我们感谢主耶稣，弟兄姐妹能够继续在主面前遵守圣安息日。
We thank the Lord that we are able to hold Sabbath before the Lord today.
我们来看雅歌书的第四章第九节。
Let us look at Songs, chapter 10, verse 9.
第四章第九节。
Song of Songs, sorry, chapter 4, verse 9.
雅歌第四章第九节。
Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse
9. 四章九节。
Chapter 4, verse
9. 我妹子，我心腹，在四边后面。我妹子，我心腹，你夺了我的心，你用眼一看，用你向上的一条金链子夺了我的心。你念一下。
Chapter 4, verse 9. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride.You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes.
四章九节，对对，四章九节 ，That's right. Chapter 4, verse 9.
With one jewel of your necklace.
我们都是耶稣基督的妹子，是耶稣基督的心腹。
We are all Jesus Christ's sister. We are all Jesus Christ's bride.
那神啊，他的心被我们夺去了。
And the Lord's heart is stolen by us.
那神的心怎么样被我们夺去了呢？
How has the Lord's heart been stolen by us?
就是用我们倾向上的一条金项链。
It is just as one jewel on his necklace.
那这个是不是我们的神看到我们很漂亮，项链很漂亮，所以就夺了他的心呢？
Is it because we are pretty like a necklace that we have stolen the Lord's heart?
我想这个漂亮这个项链金项链应该是被火熬炼过的是当我们为了神经历火炼之后呢，我们再继续仰望神呢，我们就可以夺了神的心了。
I think rather it is that the description of necklace is suitable because it describes that after we have been tried through fire and the furnace, we can therefore be able to steal God's heart.
因为这一条金项链项链是经过火炼的。
Because this necklace has been through the furnace, been made through the furnace.
就像第七节到第九节所说的。
Just as from verse 7 to 9 has described.
他主耶稣邀请我们一起离开黎巴嫩。第八节。
It has described that the Lord has asked us to come away from Lebanon.
我们一起到这个黑门顶有狮子的洞有豹子的山那里去。
All the way until the top of Senir, the summit of Hermon.
那里有狮子的洞。
And there are the lion's dens.
有豹子的山。
And there are leopards on the mountain.
也就是说我们离开自己的 comfort zone, 那跟神呢去一些危险的地方。
Which is to say, we leave our comfort zones to go with the Lord to dangerous places.
虽然有狮子有豹但是我们勇往的跟主耶稣一起去工作。
And that even though there are lions and leopards, yet we still go with the Lord to work.
当我们用这样的精神去服侍神的时候
When we use this kind of attitude to serve the Lord.
当我们在服侍过程当中经历火炼的时候
And when during our servitude we pass through the fiery trials.
我们真的可以夺了神的心
Then we will be able to steal God's heart.
灵布道会是我们来服侍神最好的机会。
The evangelical service is a good time for us to serve the Lord.
虽然我们自己本身也相当的辛苦。
Even though we may be quite hardworking during this time.
我们有很多自己的事情要处理。
And even though we may have many of our own business to attend to.
但是我们愿意跟主耶稣去做那些主耶稣的事情。
but we are willing to go to do these things with the Lord.
啊，我们所谓的春蚕到死丝方尽，啊，你把生命当中的最后一个蚕啊，啊，吐出来，丝啊，吐出来啊，啊，你才尽了自己的本分啊，你用这样的心啊，啊，跟神一看啊，神的心就被我们夺去了。
That is to say, if we use up our remaining strength to serve the Lord, then we will be able to steal the Lord's heart.
那我们今天来查考一个夺取人心的啊一位圣经人物。
Now let us look at a person in the Bible who has stolen a man's heart.
他夺取了他爸爸的心。
He stole his father's heart.
打动了兄弟的心。
And he moved his brother's heart.
最后夺取了，打动了啊神的心。
And finally, he moved the Lord's heart.
这个人就是雅各的第四个儿子犹大。
And this was the fourth son of Jacob, that is Judah.
我们来看历代志下的第五章。
Let us look at 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
历代志下第五章的对不起，应该是记上了，我看一下。历代记上，历代记上第五章 ，First Chronicle，
First Chronicles chapter 5，
第五章的第二节。
First Chronicle chapter 5 verse 2。
我们从第一节读到第二节好了哈，第一节。
From verse 1，
第五章的第一节。
First Chronicles chapter 5 verse 1。
这么提到说，以色列的长子原是流便，因他污秽了父亲的床。他长子的名分就归了约瑟，只是按家谱，他不算长子。第二节
，Verse two，
犹大胜过一切兄弟，君王也从他而出，长子的名分却归了约瑟。啊，这边提到以色雅各以色列呢，他有两个杰出的儿子。
Here it says that Jacob had two distinguished sons。
本来在雅各之前呢，长子的名分呢，都是有两个。两个特色哦。
Before Jacob, the title of the firstborn had two special.
第一个就是可以得到神得到父亲特别的祝福。
The first thing is that the firstborn could receive special blessings from the father.
所以你看那个雅各跟哥哥以扫争长子名分啊，爸爸只能够把福气呢赐福给这个祝福给雅各。
So as we can see, during Jacob and Esau's struggle to gain the birthright, their father could only give the birthright to one.
The blessing, huh?
The blessing.
那第二个就是他可以承受双倍的产业。
And the second thing is that the firstborn can receive the double inheritance.
那长子的名分呢？雅各就把他给约瑟，他就承受双倍的产业。
And so first, the birthright was given to Joseph.
对不起，给约瑟对。
Was given to Joseph.
所以约瑟的两个儿子啊，就变成雅各的儿子啊，他们可以承受产业，承受比别人多的产业。
So Joseph's two sons were able to receive the double portion, more than his brothers.
所以十二支派当中有便雅悯跟马拿西，其实便雅悯跟马拿西是约瑟的儿子。
So among the tribes of Israel, there are Benjamin and Manasseh, and those two actually belong to Joseph.
但是祝福这一部分呢，却归给了犹大。
But the blessings actually went to Judah.
大的祝福啊，归给犹大，因为犹大他胜过一切兄弟。
The big blessing went to Judah because he overcame all his brothers.
那犹大的意思本来就是赞美的意思。
And the name Judah means to praise.
那他的爸爸后来给他祝福也是说，你的兄弟要赞美你。
And later on, the blessing from his father was that his brothers would praise him.
我们看创世纪四十九章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪四十九章的第八节。
Genesis 49 verse 8.
四十九章的第八节。
Genesis chapter 49 verse 8.
犹大，你的弟兄们必赞美你，你的手必掐住仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子必向你下拜。你如果继续往下读，最大的福气归给犹大。
If you keep on reading, you'll see that the biggest blessing went to Judah.
那一开始就说你的弟兄们要赞美你。
And it starts with that his brothers will praise him.
诗经里面的赞美一般都是归给神。
Usually the praise mentioned in the Bible goes to God.
啊，但是只有三处是归给人呐。
But only in three instances are blessings, or sorry,
啊，这里就是一处啊，
就
是弟兄啊要赞美犹大。
And this is one of them where his brothers will praise Judah.
那么为什么啊，爸爸祝福给他这么多呢？
So why did his father bless him so much?
因为他实在是夺取了爸爸的心。
It's because he has stolen his father's heart.
啊，他也夺取了兄弟的心。
And he has stolen his brother's hearts.
啊，再来是神的心哈。
And finally, he stole his God's heart.
我们就一点一点来查考啊，他夺人的心怎么夺的
？So let us examine how he has stolen man's heart.
我们看创世记43章的第一节到第五节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 43, verse 1 to 5.
我们都知道啊，约瑟做宰相啊，全国七方有七年呐。
We know that when Joseph was made a ruler, there was a famine in the land for 7 years.
这个饥荒不只是影响到埃及地啊，那个附近的地方都是大饥荒的。
It wasn't just a famine in Egypt, but also influenced the areas where his father was living.
啊，饥荒的第二年，雅各的儿子到埃及到约瑟面前，在那里抵粮。
And at the time, Jacob's sons went to Egypt to get some supplies.
结果约瑟就把西门留下来，扣住。
And so Joseph had Simeon left in Egypt.
跟他们讲，下次你们再来买粮食的时候呢，一定要把你们最小的弟弟那带过来。
Saying that the next time you come to buy grain, you must bring your youngest brother with you.
那这不小的饥荒的这应该饥荒的是第二年吗？哦，饥荒继续下去啊，那个他们粮食又吃尽了。
And so in the second year of the famine, they had finished their supplies.
那没饭吃怎么办呢
？So what happens if you have nothing to eat?
那犹大就跟爸爸这样讲啊。
So Judah said this to his father.
啊，对不起，流便哦，老大先讲，老大先讲哦。
Reuben first said this to his father.
啊，创世记的43章的37节啊。
Genesis chapter 43 verse 34.
对不起，42章，对不起哈，42章37节。
Sorry, Genesis chapter 42 verse 37.
啊，流便就对爸爸这样说啊。
Then Reuben said to his father.
啊，我如果不带便雅悯回来哈，交给你，你可以杀我的两个儿子啊。只管把便雅悯哦交在我手里啊，我必带他回来交给你啊。
You may put both of my sons to death if I do not bring him back to you. Entrust him to my care, and I will bring him back.
那个刘辩是说啊，你不要这样嘛，人家那个大官要看便雅悯嘛，你让我带去啦。啊，他如果不去哦，不然我两个儿子你就把他杀。他如果去了回不来，我两个儿子你把他杀了算了。
So Reuben convinced his father to let him take Benjamin with him, and if he did not bring Benjamin back, then he said his father could kill his two sons.
这个老大刘辩根本一点都不了解爸爸的心哦。
This son Reuben did not understand his father's heart.
这个阿公怎么可能把两个孙子杀掉呢？这个难道爸爸的心是这样子的吗
？How could the grandfather kill the grandchildren? Is this the heart of a father?
所以雅各就是不答应啊，不答应这个时候那个时候去提粮啊。
So therefore Jacob did not let Benjamin go to Egypt.
所以三十八节雅各说：“我儿子不可以与你们一同下去啊！他哥哥死了，剩下他、啊。他若在你们所行的路上遭害，那便是你们使我白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的下到一间去了。”
That's verse 38. But Jacob said, My son will not go down there with you. His brother is dead, and he's the only one left. If harm comes to him on the journey you are taking, you will bring my gray head down to the grave in sorrow.
我们分析过了，其实雅各心中只有一个太太，就是拉结啊，两个儿子就是约瑟。约瑟已经死了，在他心中是已经死了。啊，你又把我心爱的拿走，我不要。
We know that Jacob's heart there was only two wives and two sons that he looked highly upon and Joseph was already taken away.
所以他是不可能啊让便雅悯去牺牲生命的
so
去 risk 生命的
So he could not have wanted to allow Benjamin to go risk his life.
那后来犹大怎么打动雅各的心呢
So how did Judah convince his father?
首先呢、啊，真的粮食吃光了，爸爸自己发言了。
But it is indeed when they ran out of supplies that his own father spoke.
这次是爸爸主动提出要去提粮的啦。
And this time his father himself spoke up and said to them to go down to Egypt.
13章的第二节，他们从埃及带了粮食吃尽了，他们的父亲就对他们说，你们再给我提些粮来。哦，这个时候呢，就是讲话的时间了。
And so when his father had mentioned in verse 2 of chapter 43 to go back and buy us a little more food, that was the time for Judah to speak up.
哦，你说的哦，那你这样说，犹大就说，可是呢，人家那个大官说哦，一定要把弟弟带去啦。
And so Judah reminded him that, but the ruler in Egypt has said, we must bring our youngest brother with us.
那个第三节，犹大继续讲，你若不打发他去哦，我们就不下去，因为那人对我们说哦，你们的兄弟若不与你们同来哦，你们就不得见我的面啊。哇，那这个唯一的条件，那个人说好啦，你要来就要把弟弟带来啊。
That is, Judah said, the man warned us solemnly, you will not see my face again unless your brother is with you, saying, these are the terms.
以色列还是觉得说，就问说，你们怎么那么糟糕呢？为什么让那个人知道你们有个小弟弟呢？
And so Israel thought, why would you guys let him know you had a younger brother?
你们不是存心害我吗？
Are you trying to harm me?
那犹大就解释不是啦，只是那个人对我们问的太详细了，连爸爸也问了，兄弟也问了，还说我们是真，还说我们是那个 spy 呢，还说我们是来窥探这个地的啦。
And Judah said, "No, it's just the guy asked very specific questions."
哦，那我们就跟他讲啊，哪有十二个兄弟，通通是侦探的，哪一个爸爸会让十二个兄弟通？因为侦探很容易死掉嘛。没有天下，没有个家庭说政府让十二个兄弟通通当侦探的，没有这样子的啦。
And of course, it was preposterous because no one would send all of their sons to go be spies.
所以他们就在探讨这个事情呢。
And so they were discussing this matter.
第八节真的是打动爸爸的心了哈。
And so in verse 8, he really moved his father's heart.
43章第8节。
Chapter 43, verse 8.
犹大又对父亲以色列说：“你打发童子与我同去。”我们就起身下去，好叫我们和你，并我们的妇人孩子都存活，不至于死。这个把爸爸的心都说出来了，已经没粮了，太太也死，要孩子也要死了，太太也死了。反正便雅悯去可能也是死，不去也是死啊。
And so, Judah said in verse 8, all that was the concerns on his father's mind.To send the boy along with me, and we will go at once, so that we and you and our children may live and not die.
第九节哦。
And verse 9.
我为他作保。
I myself will guarantee his safety.
你可以从我手中追逃。
You can hold me personally responsible for him.
我若不带他回来交在你面前，我情愿永远担罪。
If I do not bring him back to you and set him here before you, I will bear the blame before you all my life.
这个跟老大说话完全都不一样。老大说，如果你儿子没有回来哦，我两个儿子给你杀了，就是我赔你两个儿子了。这个完全不知道爸爸的心呐。
And what Judah said was completely different from his brother Reuben, who didn't understand his father's heart and tried to offer his two sons.
其实刘辩本身在爸爸面前就没有 credit， 原来就没有什么 credit 的人。
In actuality, the son Reuben didn't have any credit before his father.
这个人哦，虽然好，但是是烂好人呢，好到跟我太太睡觉了。这个人到底怎么好呢？
This person is no good. He even slept with my wife.
那这个犹大虽然也跟他的儿媳妇睡觉，
even though Judah slept with his daughter-in-law，
那后来在众人面前认罪悔改，
but in the end he repented before everyone。
啊，做事情很有担当啊，他懂得认罪，不敢丢脸呢、啊。
And he did things honorably. He was not afraid to humiliate himself before.
所以你看，这个孩子当中，这个人最有领袖气质，最有那种担当的气概。
And so we see that this person had a simple bravery.
那而且他要指出另外一点哦，第十节。43章第10节。
And in verses 10 of chapter 43,
他谈出时间的急迫性呢。他谈出那个时间很急迫了。
He mentioned how urgent the situation.
我们若没有耽搁，如今第二次都回来了就说你不要再耽搁了。我们如果你以前让我们这样做不会今天大家饿到都担心了，我们的妇女小孩都要死掉了。
He brought up that if we have not delayed until now, we would not be close to starvation.
哦，所以当他说他愿意永远担罪，他把所有的重担都扛在自己肩上的时候。
And so when he took all the responsibility upon himself,
啊，这个爸爸突然之间心软下来了呢。
Then his father's heart was softened.
这个你要叫他小儿子离开他，这是割他的肉啊，那就是这个儿子啊，这个犹大真的懂了他的心，也这个人也有责任感，所以他最后就这样讲了。
Because his father knew that the son understood his heart of not wanting to let the littlest one go.
14节。
And he said in verse 14,
但愿全能的神使你们在那人面前蒙怜悯，释放你们的那个兄弟和便雅悯回来，我若上了儿子就上了吧。哦，最后就是啊，没有办法了，如今只好这样了，反正你做保了，哦，我上了儿子就上了吧，你们就啊，希望神怜悯你们了。
And so at the end, he acquiesced and asked for God to have mercy on them as they went to Egypt.
所以今天哦，当一个人哦有那种责任感哦，愿意扛下责任哦，替别人担罪的心啊，真的会打动爸爸，打动父亲的心啊。
So someone who is willing to take up the responsibility for someone else, fully upon himself, this will move his father.
就是自己有牺牲的精神啊。
That is to have the heart of self-sacrifice.
我们都以前都听过故事，就是一群老鼠在开会说怎么样让猫不再吃到它们呢。
There was a story about this pack of mice before who were discussing how do we let the cat not eat us all.
最后大家结论就是在猫的脖子挂个铃铛哦，铃铛一走路一来，我们就知道逃了。
And the last conclusion they came to was to put a bell around the cat.
再问题来了，谁来挂铃铛？
But then the question came, who will go put the bell on
the cat? 谁愿意去牺牲自己来完成这个大的局面呢？牺牲小我完成大我呢？
Who will sacrifice themselves for the interest of all?
到最后，犹大说：“我愿意永远担罪。”
And so, Judas
做保了。
And so Judas said that he will take responsibility.
那做保，其实在新约的观念里面哦，如果为外人做保是一种无知的行为。
That is to be a security.And in the New Testament, this is something.
在圣经的观念啊。
In the Bible's perspective, to put up security for someone is not that smart.
我们来看箴言十七章十八节。
Let us take a look.
尤其是为生人做保哦，朋友做保，这个都是实际上讲是无知的行为。
If we look at Proverbs 17, chapter 17, verse 18, we see that. A man lacking in judgment strikes hands in pledge and puts up security for his neighbor.
十七章十八节哈，十七章十八节在邻舍面前击掌作保的是无知的人呐、啊。你要、哦、帮人家 cosign， 这个人是、跟你毫无相关的人哦。实际上讲，这个是没有知识的。
That is to say, from this verse, we can see that someone who puts up security, for his neighbor, that is pledges his responsibility, is lacking in judgment.
我们看啊，二十章的十六节。
If we look,
箴言二十章十六节。
If we look at chapter 20, verse 16.
谁为生人作保，就拿谁的衣服。二十章的十六节。
Chapter 20, verse 16.
谁为外人作保，谁就要来承担。如果你为生人啊，不认识的人或是外人啊，甚至隔壁邻居作保啊，实际上讲这个是啊，有损你们自己家跟自己家利益的事情啊。Chapter 20 Proverbs chapter 20, verse 16.
Oh, that is, take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. If you do that, it's.
你帮人家做保的时候，哈，到最后你连衣服都要腾出去给人家了。
Oh, if you do that, then in the end, you may have to even give up your clothing.
所以耶伯记在讲，没有人啊肯为人做保的哦。我们看耶伯记的十七章第三节。
That is, even Job says no one is willing to give himself pledge for security.
十七章第三节。
Job chapter 17 verse 3.
十七章第三节。十七章三节，愿主拿凭据给我，自己为我作保。在你以外，谁肯与我击掌呢？所以聪明的人都很小心哦，不肯。 为人作保，不肯为人担罪，不肯以人击掌。
That is to say, this verse says that a smart person will not put up security.
但是呢，犹大为了全家族啊，他宁愿担罪，宁愿做保了。
But Judah was willing to put up security for his family.
所以啊，这样就把雅各的心打动了。
And this moved Jacob's heart.
我觉得我们今天哦，要打动神的心也实在是没有那么难哦，打动天父的心没有那么难。
For us to move God's heart, I think is not so hard.
阿摩是不是在讲说，谁肯为约瑟家的苦难担忧呢？我们当中有神肯为我们伊丽莎白教会的软弱来担心呢？
The book of Amos asks who is willing to worry for the house of Joseph, and who in our church is willing to worry for Elizabeth Church?
我们把那个教会名册拿出来看。
When we take out the directory of our church,
真的有时候打电话也不晓得谁在，没有人接了。
Sometimes when we call the number, we might not know who is picking up.
对那些没有来的，我们有没有在？肯为这些人担忧呢？
And are we able to be able to worry for those people that don't come anymore?
教会软弱，有谁愿意担当这个责任呢？
And when the church is in this state, who is willing to take responsibility for?
如果我们真有那个心啊，我愿意出来啊，为这个教会的事情做一点担当啊，
If we have the heart to come out and take responsibility for the church,
我相信啊，你真的用眼睛一看啊，神他的心真的会被你打动哦。
Then I think God will, his heart will be touched by you.
尤其我们都知道大家又这么样的忙，在百忙当中又可以关心神的家。
I know that everyone is busy, but if you are able to care for God's house even when you're busy.
这个我想神的心一定被我们打动，天父的心也会被我们打动啊。
Then I think.God's heart would be moved by you.
后来他又打动了这个约瑟的心，然后。
And then, Judah moved the heart of Joseph.
那小弟觉得约瑟哦，其实对他的兄弟已经不太愿意，已经卖他的兄弟，他是很想把这些人忘掉的。
Joseph had already wanted to let go of the past where his brothers tried to sell him.
我们来看创世纪的41章哈。
In Genesis chapter 41,
这个从他取孩子的名字可以知道啊。
We can see from the way that Joseph names his children.
因为这些哥哥们实在是太可恶了哦，我应该是他们最小的弟弟之一哦，除了另外一个弟弟以外哦，他们怎么那么狠心把我卖到国外来？那这个约瑟啊，大概是真的很难忘怀这件事情。
Even though his brothers were despicable people who tried to sell him, one of the youngest sons.
我们看四十一章的五十一节。
If we take a look at chapter 41, verse 51.
创世纪四十一章五十一节。
Genesis chapter 41, verse 51.
约瑟给长子起名叫马拉西，就是使之忘了的意思，因为他说：“神使我忘了一切的困苦，我和我父全家。”他很想忘掉他父亲全家。
That is, Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, It is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household.
因为他父亲全家是他晚上做噩梦的来源啊。
So he really wanted to forget about all his father's household because they were the source of his nightmares.
因为他明明是听爸爸的话，走远路又走丢了，又问人家，那个去看哥哥牧羊，想不到被看到了就被人家抓起来扔到坑里面去了。
Because on his father's orders, when he went to go see his brothers, that's when he was sold off.
你有没有想过哦？七年丰年呢？他是宰相呢，他应该行动蛮自由的吧？为什么七年之内他都不愿意回家看看自己的家人呢？
If we think about it, he was the ruler in Egypt for the 7 years of famine. How come
seven years of good year? 他难道真的没有想要回去看看吗？
He was a ruler for the seven good years before the famine. How come during that time he did not want to go back to see his family?
难道他没有 vacation 吗？
had he not vacations?
应该有吧，官这么大，说不定一年有一个月的 vacation 哦。
As a ruler, he should have had at least a month of vacation per
year. 我在想这个过去这个兄弟对他所做的，他真的很难忘啊，所以很想忘啊。
I think he had a difficult time forgetting all that his brothers had done.
你想哥哥想的，一直要看出，试试看这些人的心如今是怎么一回事，真的啊，所以迟迟的都不愿意跟他们相认了。
He had wanted to first test out the hearts of his brothers and not let them recognize him.
小弟觉得他心中只有两个，一个是爸爸，一个就是弟弟，其他没有人啊。
I think in his heart, he only cared about two people at that time, which is his father and his youngest brother.
所以他故意啊，便雅悯带的时候，他一定故意要把便雅悯留下来，所以用个诡计呢，把他金杯藏在便雅悯的包包里面啊，然后诬赖便雅悯是贼啊，然后呢就是要把他抓回来，其他都放走啊。
And so he had wanted to leave his brother, his youngest brother with him, Benjamin, and send all the rest away. So he put silver in his pack and said, "You are spotted."
万万没有想到哥哥们啊都跟便雅悯一起回来啊，他是没有想到的，因为他的仆人就是讲说，你们通通可以平安回家，只要这个贼啊留下来就可以了。
But he did not expect that the rest of Benjamin's brothers would return.
我们来看四十章的第八节哈。
If we look at Genesis chapter 44, verse 8.
那四十四章。
Genesis chapter 44.
我看啊，第八节哦，这是他们贝雅悯被这个栽赃成为贼的时候呢。他仆人讲的话了。
So when Benjamin was accused,
第八节，你看我们从前在口袋里所见的银子，尚且从迦南地带来，你还你，我们怎能从你主人家偷窃金银呢？第九节，你仆人中无论在谁那里说出来，就叫他死。我们也做主的仆人，家宰怎么说呢？第十节
，verse ten，
这个家宰一定是约瑟叫他这样说的啦。
These people must.These brothers must have said as
家宰第十节的家宰说，那个 servant 啊，约瑟的 servant 这样讲啊。
The servant of Joseph must have said this.
就是约瑟教他说的啦。现在照你的话行吧，在哪里说出来，谁就做我的奴仆，其余的都没有罪。哦，就是其余的你们都可以走了。
That is to say, the rest can be free.
好，那我们再来看约瑟怎么说的啊。我们看十六节十七节。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 44, verse 16 and
17. 十六节十七节，犹大说：“我们怎么对主说呢？还有什么话可说呢？我们怎能表白自己表白出来呢？神已经查出仆人的罪孽了。我们以那在他手中说出杯来的，都是我主的仆人。犹大说：我们都是仆人呐、啊，我们都要做你的仆人呐、啊，因为我们都有罪了。”
And so Judah and his brothers replied, "We will all be slaves to you."
十七节，约瑟说：“我断不能这样行，在谁手中说出来，谁就做我的奴仆。这你们可以平平安安的上你们父亲家里去。”约瑟只想要便雅悯留下来，其他通通走吧。
But Joseph, who only wanted Benjamin to stay with him, tried to send the rest away.
所以他这个时候还在看这些哥哥们呢、啊，不迟迟不相认，这些坏人到底怎么回事呢？
So at the time, Joseph wanted to test these evil-doing brothers to see what exactly was the matter.
那到底犹大怎么样打动约瑟的心呢？
And how did Judah move his brother's heart?
我们看到，其实那时候犹大已经把他的命豁出去了。
We can see that at this time, Judah had already resolved to set down his life.
你怎么看呢？我们怎么看呢？
How can we see this?
犹大哀进。约瑟说：“我主啊，求你容仆人说一句话，给我主人不要向仆人发烈怒，因为你如同法老一样，以前那个官呢、啊，谁敢亲近呢、啊？那要命豁出去了，就是不敢亲近的。我就是挨近他，这个一定要把他求情求到哦，无论怎么样，就是命不要都可以了。所以从这个行动挨近这个字啊，你会知道他这个时候真的是啊，自己的性命都已经不重要了。”
And so in verse 18, we can see Judah demonstrating that he was not afraid to risk his life to plead before the ruler that was Joseph for his brother.
那他就很镇静的把这个事情从头到尾是其实是你哦要 要我们把弟弟带来的啦，吼，那我爸爸其实不放他的啦，那我就讲很多了，都是这一切啊事情的经过了。
And so, Judah calmly explained the situation to Joseph.
可是你从头到尾都没有看到，他说吼，他说便雅悯是个贼哦，奇怪了，他就是从头到尾，你看犹大的口中都不认为便雅悯是个贼啊。
But we can see throughout this passage that Joseph never called the youngest Benjamin a slave.
最后让打动他的心就是这句话，我们33节哦。
And the words that finally moved his heart can be seen in verse 33.
44章33节。
Chapter 44, verse 33.
现在求你容仆人住下，替这童子做我主的奴仆，叫童子和哥哥们一同上去。34。若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我父亲呢？恐怕我见这灾殃临到我父亲呢。四十五章第一节。说完这些话之后，约瑟在左右站的人面前情不自禁哼一声说：“人都离开我出去。”约瑟和兄弟相认的时候，并没有人站在他面前。第二节，他就放声大哭，埃及人跟法老家中的人都听见了。好，这个约瑟的心终于融化了。
And so at this, Joseph's heart was melted.
如果你仔细分析这段经文哦，约瑟在29节、32节，短短的17节当中啊，提到爸爸的名字16次，提到父亲16次啊，17节当中提到父亲16次。
So if you look at these short verses in this passage, you'll see that Judah mentioned his father's name at least 16 times.
这个哦，我相信哦，每次犹大提到爸爸、父亲，这个约瑟心就好像被刀割了一次一样哦。
I think every time that Judah mentioned his father's name, it was like a knife in the heart of Joseph.
尤其他又从这个啊哥哥这个犹大的口中看到爸爸的心是什么样的心哦。
Especially since Judah mentioned what kind of a heart his father had.
你看那个27节
，If we look at
27节。
Chapter 44, verse 27.
你仆人我父亲对我们说，这个时候他才知道爸爸的心是什么心哦。
It was at this time that he knew what his father's heart was.
你们知道我妻子给我生两个儿子，28节，一个离开我出去了，我说他必是被撕碎了，直到如今没有见到他的面。29节，现在你们要带这个离开我去，倘若他遭害，那便使你们。是你们使我白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。30节，我父亲的命与这童子的命相连。如今我回到你仆人父亲那里，若没有童子与我同住，31，我们的父亲没见这童子，他就必死。这便是我们使你仆人，我们的父亲白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。你看多少次提到父亲，多少次提到父亲爱啊约瑟，多少次提到父亲爱约瑟跟这个童子。
That is, he mentioned how much his father loved Joseph and his brothers.
哦，所以约瑟的心也被拨开了。
So even Joseph's heart was opened.
真的呢，人家说冰冻三尺不是一日的寒冷哎，那个冰哦结很厚，不是一天的凉呢，不是不晓得凉了十几年了，这个心冷啊，要忘啊，忘记过去，这个不凉不晓得凉了几年了，这个心冷了几年了哦。
That is to say, the pond in the mountain does not freeze overnight.
可是犹大竟然可以把这个三尺的冰啊完全融化掉。
But it was so that Judah was able to melt this heart of ice that had accumulated in Joseph.
啊，因为啊犹大的那个爱心啊，哦，他这个对爸爸的孝顺，对兄弟的情谊哦，真的打动了约瑟的心呐。
Because of Judah's honor for his father and love for his brothers, that is what moved Joseph.
我们看箴言的第十章十二节。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12.
十章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12.
十章十二节。
Proverbs 10, verse 12.
恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。真的，这些兄弟的一切过错，因着犹大的爱啊。通通被遮掉了，通通融化掉了。
It says, hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. And indeed, the wrongs of the brothers had been covered up by Judah's love.
弟兄姐妹，你的心是不是很冷呢？
Brothers and sisters, are your hearts cold?
如果你的心蛮冷的，我们一起来想想主耶稣怎么样爱我们的哦。
If our hearts are cold, let us ponder upon how Christ has loved us.
啊，真的，当我们想起啊，主耶稣怎么待我们，我们欠主耶稣多少的时候呢，我们就对别人的那种的伤害哦，我们也比较能够原谅了。
If we think about how Christ has suffered for us, then we will more easily be able to forgive others.
前几年前呢，我读一篇文章，真的也是深深夺了我的心呢。
A few years ago, I read an article that touched me.
那个文章是在谈到有一个，他们那个 title 叫做 The Devil in the Red Lake， 有个地方叫 Red Lake， 有一个，那 Red Lake 有个 Red Lake High School， 哈，有个地方。那这个 Red Lake 有个 devil 叫 The Devil in the Red Lake。
So the article's title was The Devil in the Red Lake. Red Lake was the place there was a certain high school.
那这个 devil 就是指着一个杀人的学生啊，他穿了那个皮大衣啊，皮靴啊，然后呢，那个皮衣是领子是翻起来的，然后戴个墨镜啊，走到学校去啊，到处啊射杀人啊，这是。这个 devil 了哦。
The red devil of the title referred to one of the students who killed the other students and had a penchant for wearing sunglasses and leather jacket.
那有一个学生叫做Chase Lucy 啊，哦，他是一个男生啊，在谈到他怎么样来勇敢的来救另外一些同学。
And the article talks about this student named Chase Lucy, who bravely saved some of the other students.
他这个高中生啊，穿着黑衣进去啊，就问一个遇到个老师啊，老师就说God bless you 哈。
Now when this gun-toting student came into the school, he went to a teacher, and the teacher said to him, God bless you.
他听到 God， 他就被 provoke， 他就一枪就把这个老师打死了。
But when the gun-toting student heard the word God, he was angered and he shot the teacher.
然后转向其他的学生哦，你们相信神吗？
And he turned to the other students and asked them, "Do you believe in God?"
那个学生吓死，我不相信，不相信。
And all the students were scared and said they did not believe in God.
所以没有杀那个学生，他转身就乱射死了另外四个人了。
And so he did not kill those students who deny God, but instead turned around and killed four other students.
那在射死的学生当中有一个这个Chase Lucia 哈，他刚好就蹲在桌下哈，另外一个女生呢也跟他蹲在一起，他跟那个女生讲说，同学了，跟他讲说，你哦来蹲到我后面来了哈。
And there was this one student who was taking cover underneath some tables, and he told some girls who were his classmates to hide behind him.
啊，这个女生啊，在这个男生后面躲了，突然发觉到奇怪，她的牛仔裤怎么越来越红了啊，越来越暖和了。然后发觉到前面这个这个露西亚，她已经被，就是她一转身杀的那四个人，那就是其中一个人了。
And so when the girls who were hiding behind him felt something warm and wet, they discovered that he had been shot as one of the four.
最后死掉了。
And he later on died.
这个故事后来刊在这个读者文摘或者Times Magazine的读者文摘忘记了，就是你看到一个高中生哦，愿意保护他的同学，说你躲到我的后面来哦。
And so this article chronicles.That the student who protected the other students.
我读的时候觉得哇，真的很感动哦！这是你一个人愿意有担当，愿意担罪啊，愿意牺牲自己的生命来保护别人呢。
This that people could bravely sacrifice themselves for others.
像犹大自己有家庭，但是愿意留下来做奴仆，让便雅悯回去啊。
Just like Judah, even though he had his own family at home, yet he wanted to go and take responsibility.
其实犹大真的是应该被赞美的。
Actually, Judah is worthy of praise.
后来他也打动了神的心呢。
And he finally moved God's heart.
我们看创世纪44章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 44.
44章，对不起，49章。
Genesis chapter 49.
我们来看神怎么样借着爸爸的口给他祝福啊。
Let us see how God through his father blessed Judah.
犹大第九第四九章第九节。
Chapter 49, verse 9.
犹大是个小狮子，我儿子啊，你抓了石便上去，你屈下身去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮，谁敢惹你？第十节。
龟
不离开犹大，杖也不离开他两脚之间，只等细罗来到，万民都必归顺。细罗就是平安者，就 主耶稣来到啊，万民要归顺了。十一节，犹大把小驴拴在葡萄树上，把驴驹拴在美好的葡萄树上，他在葡萄酒中洗了衣服，在葡萄汁中洗了袍褂。十三节，他的眼睛必因红酒，必因酒红润，他的牙齿必奶。必因乃白亮，你看他的福气有多大。
See how great his blessing.
因为犹大所做的跟将来神要做的是一模一样的。
Because what Judah's action was, prefigured what, Christ would do.
犹大为兄弟代求，今天主耶稣基督也为我们代求。
That is, Judah became a sacrifice for his brothers. And so Christ became a sacrifice for us.
犹大啊，关心爸爸，就如同主耶稣基督，他也关心妈妈一样。
Judah cared for his father just as Christ cared for his own earthly mother.
犹大愿意为人担罪，就如同主耶稣为我们担当罪孽一样。
And just as Judah was willing to take responsibility for his brother's sins, so Christ took responsibility for.
犹大死，弟兄可以和好。啊、跟就如同今天因为主耶稣基督我们也可以与人和好一样、
Judah risked his life、so that his brothers might live just as Christ died so that we may、have peace among us.
你看犹大的后来、啊、他这个宗派他的子孙、啊、真的不是不只是他蒙福、啊、他四代子孙都是蒙福的、哦、很多都蒙福的。
We can see that the generations after Judah were also blessed.
主耶稣是犹大支派出来的。
And Jesus came from the tribe of
Judah. 大卫王是犹大支派出来的。
David came from the tribe of Judah.
抽签抽的地，那是当中最好的地之一啦，哦，最好的地之一啦。
And the land that was inherited by Judah was the best.
所以今天哦，一个人哦，有那种担当的心哦，有一种这种耶稣所说的，真的，你愿意牺牲生命，你就得到生命。你一定要得到生命，你到最后就牺牲生命了，就是这个道理呀、啊。一个人当他有担当，有一种有愿意为人担有担当、哦、就是有 assume responsibility 的时候呢，能够愿意受苦为人家有担当的时候，你看到神的祝福是很大的。
When someone is willing to take responsibility for others, we can see that God's blessing upon him is great.
所以他真的可以打动爸爸的心。
So we can see that he was really able to move his father's heart.
可以打动兄弟的心呢。
Was able to move his brother's heart.
可以打动天父的心呢。
And was able to move the heavenly father's heart.
愿主耶稣啊，也因着你啊，主耶稣的心也被你夺去了。
May Jesus' heart also be stolen by you.
愿我们呢、啊、能够尽力的了为主耶稣的家有更多的担当。
May we take responsibility for God's household.
神的荣耀啊，是我们的责任呢。
God's glory is our responsibility.
弟兄姐妹的软弱，我们可以不可以睁着眼睛假装看不见
？The weaknesses of our fellow brothers and sisters, we cannot turn a blind eye to.
多少我们的弟兄没有饭吃了
？How many of our brothers and sisters do not have food to eat?
那是属灵上的了哈。
That is spiritually speaking.
我们真的是要来为他们做一点事情。
We must do something for them.
愿主耶稣能够帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus help us.
我们就一起来祷告。
Let us pray.